Amen and may amen and amen and good morning, brothers. It's great to see you all. It's great to have the our Floridian nomad back in Milwaukee again, as I'm sure you appreciate it. I've been so enjoying our series about heaven, and I can't thank David enough for bringing it to our attention, bringing the book to our attention. We're now in week 16, believe it or not, with only 3 weeks left to go. And you can only imagine how much I've been looking forward to today's message on songs and hymns and poems about heaven. It's not actually a chapter in this book. It was a chapter in another book on heaven that I think I shared with you that I read years ago. And so that's when Greg asked for us to put together a longer series of messages on heaven. That's why I suggested that one of our Saturdays could be focused on this topic. But as I said to the guys a few minutes ago, I found so many beautiful songs, hymns, and poems. We could probably make at least three or four messages out of this, but we'll try to squeeze as many in today as we can. This has to be by far the easiest and most enjoyable message I've prepared to give. As when you start looking, there is such a wealth of great music that has been produced on the topic of heaven. So let's not delay, as I have enough material to cover several weeks. So I had to trim my list down to fit today's time slot. But if anyone wants the full selection, just email me and I can send you the notes, which have the links to each song as well as the full lyrics of each. And oftentimes, I'm amazed the number of times I've listened to a song many, many, many times, and then I finally look up the lyrics and find out that I have either misinterpreted them or not understood them or thought certain words were different than the actual words. So let's get started. This first song is quite famous. It was written by a very famous composer who moved to the US in 1892 from the Bohemian region of the Czech Republic, and he ended up settling 4 hours straight west of you in Spillville, Iowa. I wonder how many of you have been to Spillville, Iowa, of all places. He was homesick, so he wrote this famous piece, but I think it applies just as much to heaven as it does to one's homeland, since the Bible teaches us that heaven is our true homeland. And I have several versions of it, but I tend to like this version by a well-known singer named Sam Cooke. So let me play it for you and sit back, enjoy. Close your eyes because I think oftentimes it's easier to hear the music, listen, absorb the music and the words when we don't have distractions. So here we go with Anton Dvorak is the composer's name and his famous piece called Going Home.
No more pain. No more stumbling on the way. No more longing for the day. Boy, it's too long. Morning star, lights the way. Restless dream all done. Shadows gone. Break of day. Realize we gone.
So that was a great version of that famous composition by Dvorak. So let's move on. By now, you know I have a sense of humor, since life is too short not to have a laugh or two along the way. So here's some songs about heaven that may not be quite biblically accurate, but I thought I'd include them for a little levity. The reason I selected this one will be obvious to you. As you all know, I have three grandkids in Texas. So any songs about Texas get my attention. So sit back and have a listen to Ed Bruce talk about heaven to him.
When I die, I may not go to heaven. I don't know if they let cowboys in. If they don't, just let me go to Texas. 'Cause Texas is as close as I've been. New York couldn't hold my attention. Detroit City couldn't sing my song. If tomorrow finds me busted flat in Dallas, I don't care, 'cause at least I'll know I'm home. When I die, I may not go to heaven. I don't know if they let cowboys in. If they don't, just let me go to Texas. Texas is as close as I've been.
I'll stop it there because he goes on, but let me just read the next verse to you because it applies to you folks. I'd ride through all of hell and half of Texas just to hear Willie Nelson sing a country song. Beer just ain't as cold in old Milwaukee. My body's here, but my soul's in San Antone. So that was a little bit of fun for this morning. Let's move on. This one I hadn't heard before. You guys may have. It's quite an interesting song. And it's the hymn that is sung at the end of the movie, We Were Soldiers. And I'm sure it'll give you goosebumps as you listen to this song called Mansions of the Lord. And it's sung by the U.S. Military Academy Glee Club. Thank you. Amazing song. So I just read the lyrics to you. Again, it was entitled Mansions of the Lord, and it starts off, "To fallen soldiers let us sing, where no rockets fly nor bullets wing. Our broken brothers let us bring to the mansions of the Lord. No more bleeding, no more fight, no prayers pleading through the night, just divine embrace, eternal light in the mansions of the Lord. Where no mothers cry and no children weep, we shall stand in guard though the angels sleep, while through the ages safely keep the mansions of the Lord." What a beautiful, beautiful hymn. One of my favorite upbeat songs that I love to sing in church. And don't we sing far too songs that help us to set our hearts and minds on things above, as Colossians 3:2 teaches us to do. And it's entitled "When We All Get to Heaven." So get ready to tap your toes to this one.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, he'll prepare us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the skies. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sigh. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of him in glory will the toil of life repay. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Okay, so that was a good upbeat one that hopefully you sing in your community of faith. I love to watch the Andy Griffith Show, as it reminds me of simpler days gone by and what small town life used to be like. It reminds me of the small town that I grew up in. In it, Andy Griffith sometimes plays guitar and sings, but it wasn't until years after I had discovered the series that I discovered he had recorded many songs, including quite a few great gospel songs. I bought several of his CDs, and I used to use these when I hosted the sing-alongs at the prison that I visited every other Friday evening. And the guys used to sing along, loved to sing along with him. Here's one of my favorites from his collection that I hadn't heard of before I found it on his CD. And it's called "I'm a Wayfaring Stranger."
I'm just a poor wayfaring stranger, a traveling through this world of woe. But there's no sickness, no danger in that bright world which I know.
Beautiful, beautiful song by Andy Griffiths. Moving on, many singers have had a troubled life, probably because they had difficulty handling their fame and fortune, and Hank Williams Sr. is no exception. But he sang some great gospel songs during his time, including a couple that I've included this morning. So this one will be quite familiar with you, and it's one that I often sing. Brief snippet of that one, because we're run out of time. This next one has to be one of my all-time inspiring favorites, and the famous Satin Tenors, who often sing with the André Rieu Orchestra, perform it superbly. Indeed, I think Heaven's Choirs will sound something like this. I shared it with some of you not long ago, and think I mentioned that when I shared it with my Orthodox Presbyterian son, he said he liked it, but wasn't sure if the line that says, "And all who would might enter, and no one was denied," was quite biblically accurate, to which I replied that I interpreted the words "all who would" to mean anyone who believes on, trusts, and accepts Christ as Savior is welcome to enter into heaven and will not be denied. So he had to agree with me on that one. So this is just a spectacular song, and it's entitled "The Holy City."
Last night I lay asleep in the cave, I dreamed so fair. I stood in old Jerusalem beside the temple there. I heard the children singing, and at last they sang. Before the voice of angels from heaven I traveled, all the thank you.
That one is spectacular. Well, let me jump to the end, and I've got a couple of poems that I'll share with you before closing. And I love to write rhyming poems and songs, and usually have something new for my grandkids for the story time we have with them on Skype every 2 weeks for 3 years now since COVID began. Here's one that I wrote some time ago, and I wrote it as an obituary when my mom passed away several years ago. Her name was Johanna Hendrika van Oudenaarn. And this is what I wrote. My mom's gone to stay with her father up in heaven, the land that is fair, for she made so many arrangements and stored all of her treasures up there. I can still see her sitting up reading her Bible and getting the lesson, ready for Sunday school class the next morning, for kids who, like me, wouldn't listen. She'll be sitting herself now and listening to the Master as he takes the time to reveal all of his wonders and glory that he's prepared for those he calls mine. She'll be sitting on the patio of heaven, cutting beans for the wonderful feast that her father serves up daily for his saints who down here were the least. She'll be smiling and talking with neighbors with that smile that came from his love, for she let him live his life right through her with the joy that came from above. I know she'll be riding her bike there, the green one she rode while down here. While not many can ride with a dress on, my mom had grace, that was clear. My mom's right at home up in heaven, because tears no longer exist. All hurt and sorrow are banished, and her father abides with his best. And I ended it with the verse from 1 Corinthians 2:9, which says, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. And here's one that I wrote for you guys some time ago as an encouragement, and it was entitled, The Best is Yet to Come. The best is yet to come, dear friends. Remind yourselves each day, especially if you're feeling older and your world has begun to sway. Set your minds on things above and not on things down here. Set your hearts on him who's gone ahead to make the pathway clear. Your hope is there and not down here, so empty yourselves each day. Allow his spirit to fill you up and he will point the way. Don't base your hopes on how you feel, how full your bank may be, how good the news or weather is, for these are temporary. Our hope is based on nothing less than Jesus' love and tenderness, and these cannot be moved. He is our surety and our rock, to this we are behooved. How beautiful heaven will be, dear friends. Why don't we spend more time thinking and planning and preparing for that place that will be so sublime? I sometimes wonder how easy travel will be and the universes will be able to explore when I see the Hubble Space Telescope pics, and you know there is far, far more. And oh, how sweet the music will be and the heavenly choirs will be part of. And oh, how great the object will be of the songs and hymns that he's the heart of. My friends, let's encourage each other more and point each other to him and spend less time watching the news down here and stewing and griping again. There's only one election that counts. It's the one that we vote with our heart. When we select the king of the universe and put him on the throne, that's our part. The best is yet to come, dear friends. Remind yourself each day, and the joy that passes understanding will attract others to ask which way. The best is yet to come, dear friends. Does your face reflect that, or like the lost? Do you let the things of this world distract you and cause you to grumble and complain and be cross? Do you live for the joy that is set before you? Do you rejoice in all things like Brother Paul? In all things do you give thanks, or does worry and strife consume your all? If we could document a day in your life, dear friend, what goes on within and without, would your neighbors and kids want more of what you have, or would they seek solace in dregs, sex, and doubt? And if we truly believe that the best was yet to come, would it change our perspectives and make us more glad? Would it change your attitude, my chum? Perhaps you've received news from the doctor this week about ailments you'd rather not have. Perhaps your investment advisor has said your life savings have been cut in half. Perhaps you've grown bored with your daily routine and wonder what's left till you're gassed. Well, let me remind you what God's word has said, that the best has not yet come to pass. So if you find yourself looking back now at your life and your career and wondering, is that it? And where do I go now? Well, the best is yet to come. Have no fear. So in conclusion, or so what? Time to wrap up and ask ourselves, what will we do with today's message? Any takeaways that we can apply as we continue to draw ever nearer to Christ and the example he sets for us? Why not do some research of your own and see what songs, hymns, poems about heaven you can find, since each of us has different tastes in music and poetry, and what I've shared with you today might not be your cup of tea. That's what's so great about Faith Walkers. We have a nice diversity of speakers, and if you can't stand or don't get anything out of what one guy says, then you might from the next. God designed and made each of us different and did so for a reason, one of which being to display the width and breadth of his character, for not one of us is exactly like God, but all of us together starts to come a little closer to what and who he is. Heavenly Father, we thank you for each other. We thank you most of all for you. We thank you that you continue to be patient with us, that you continue to guide us by your word, that you continue to encourage us with songs and hymns and spiritual psalms. And we just pray, Lord, that this morning we would go away encouraged and ever more edified to seek you, to follow you, and then to share you with those around us. Amen, amen, and amen.